Good morning. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. And, well, I thought we had Jill on the phone.
Hello.
We do have her on the phone. Great. I thought I lost you there. For a second, I got some weird sounds coming out of the line and not your beautiful voice. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the telephone is our friend Jill Sobule. Jill, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm excited to come to Woodstock.
We're excited to have you. You're going to be at Colony this Sunday, and they're anxiously awaiting your appearance. It's going to be a fun show.
Are you going to be able to be there?
I'm going
to
try my best. Yeah, without a doubt. And you have an opening act as well. Joanna Staley is opening?
Yes. Really good, too.
Cool. I've never heard her. I'm looking forward.
But
yeah. Jill Sobule is whom I am looking forward to seeing. And it's been a little while, like many years ago. I mean, we've known each other for a while, but years back, and I'll give the listeners a little background. You and I were going to start a radio station, and we were going to call it WJIL, giving you all the credit. And yes, I was going to.
I still want to start one, too.
I was going to ask if you got your license and how far we've progressed, but I guess not
too far. You know, I procrastinated, but it's one of the things we can talk about when I'm there.
All right. Well, that's cool. And we look forward to that because I can only imagine the amazing musical background that you have, the music that you enjoy, and the music that comes out of you is all genuine. So I can only imagine what you would have WJIL sound like as your radio station.
It would be the craziest of eclectic stuff. It would be like you would have Blur, and then you would have Ornette Coleman, and then you would have, Petula Clark or something.
Nice.
It would make no sense.
Into Glenn Miller, into Fish.
Yes, exactly.
Well, it all makes sense, and that's kind of what we do here at KZE. Keep that a secret, but we do that.
No, that's what I love, and there still are a few of those around the country, but those kind of stations where the DJ can go kind of nutty and play what they want, and the station gives a certain leeway. Yeah.
Well, it's an exploration of music, really, and music has been recorded since many years ago. So think about all the output that great musicians have made since the early days to present time, and to explore this catalog of music that is left with us. Well, it has to be celebrated.
And I think that I was lucky to I've been a time grown up when FM radio, and there were stations, you know, like that.
Yeah.
And that I was able to have that kind of eclectic banquet of music. Whereas I think now, and even now, you know, when you have Spotify, or you have Apple Tunes, the algorithm is that they make it up for you, what you're going to listen to.
Yeah, they predict what you want to hear.
Right.
And they're wrong.
Right.
That's why we have radio.
I know. I don't mind a mad professor like you, showing me stuff that I might not know.
Yeah, and we like that. And also keeping in touch with things that happen locally, like when a great artist appears at a venue that we love and support, like Colony in Woodstock. And folks, you get to see Jill Sobule in, well, every aspect of her. You get the stories, you get the music, and you get some new stuff. Jill, have you been writing some new stuff?
Well, yeah, constantly. And the last nights I've been playing for my F-word 7th grade musical. Hmm. So I'll be doing songs from that. And I've got another one that's called Crimson Lit. So lately I've been doing doing songs for musical theater, but it's not like jazz hands musical theater. They're my songs. They can stand alone as themselves. So yeah. So I'll be doing that, and then of course people always shout out requests, and I never have a set list, so I have no idea what I'm going to play once I'm up there.
So
usually 99% of the time that really works.
But then you have the people like me standing in the back of the bar screaming out Verbania Bridge.
And I do it because I'm happy, because I like those songs too. So
yeah, well, we like taking you back to your earlier work, and your whole career has been sprinkled with amazing moments of genius.
Well,
it's true. And you're a really fun, engaging performer. So to see you live, you can leave all your worries behind, maybe pick up some new ones at a Jill Sobule show. But you leave them behind and you enter another world. And you're treated to Jill's stories, Jill's background, and, well, information about what's going on in the world. And we appreciate that. You channel what's happening in your performances, and we like that.
Oh yeah, and I try to like last night, I have kind of satirical songs about the apocalypse or the coming, and sometimes though they're a little too close to the bone or too new. So last night was really interesting. We'll see. What I cook up.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. Colony this Sunday in Woodstock, and that's 22 Rock City Road. Jill, when was the last time you put out an album?
What was it, like 4 years ago?
Yeah, it seems like a long time. And not that there's any pressure. I'm just, asking.
Well, I think I've got a new one coming out, which is actually the cast recording of my show, F-Word 7th Grade. And so that will be coming out. But, yeah, in the last couple of years, I've been writing for theater, and that has been really great. But now it's time to get back into the records.
So for us that don't know, what is F-Word 7th Grade about?
It's kind of a musical memoir, and we just completed our fourth run in November in New York and in the East Village off Broadway, and it was a Drama Desk nominee, some of the songs are back catalog songs, and it's just really
cool.
A memoir first dealing with, and then it moves on, but for the worst year of everyone's life, 7th grade. And really, it's kind of a memoir.
Well, it sounds absolutely interesting. And to hear your songs intertwined in the musical must be thrilling as well. And, well, we wish you nothing but the best with that. We're glad that you're coming back around to your songsmith. Not that it went anywhere while you're working on this musical, but to get back to songwriting and playing songs, we're looking forward to that. So this Sunday...
That's my first love.
Yeah, and this Sunday we'll get a chance to do that. Now, in the past, we've explored so many aspects of your career. One of them was playing lead guitar with a couple of different outfits. And are you still digging in on the guitar, Jill?
Well, yeah, but I'm not in. The best time I ever had was when I played with Lloyd Cole.
Yeah.
It was Lloyd Cole and the Negatives. It was the first time if I'd been in someone's band that wasn't mine. But what was great is I did my songs as the opening act, and I'd have an acoustic guitar, and then later I'd have a different outfit, and I would strap on the electric. And it was the most fun I think I've had, because it was so great being a supporting.
Yeah.
Supporting
loose.
Someone else.
Yeah, you really let loose. And to see you like really dig in and rip it up on the guitar and, well, get some amazing sounds and some feedback and some fun, cool riffs. Very cool.
Yeah, I want to do that again, too. You know, I've got to find out. Now, Lloyd was a friend, so it was really funny when he said to me, I'm going to start a new band. You want to be my guitar player? And I don't think he thought I would say yes. And someone hasn't done that again. I'm ready. I'm ready to be in someone's band again.
Well, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Jill Sobule, our guest, 98.1 KZE. Jill is the main performer this Sunday night at Colony in Woodstock. It's going to be a great show. Tell the folks what's in store for them, Jill.
Oh, geez. Like I said, I don't have a set list, but I'm going to do some new songs. I'll do songs from Seventh Grade Show.
Cool.
Topical things. I don't know. I feel the crowd out.
All right.
And play and it works out pretty good. It's so funny. I when I think about it, in fact, I've been doing this so long, but I still feel like a rookie. I still feel like get excited and get nervous, and I feel like I'm still young and have so much more to learn and to do. So I'm so glad I don't. I know so many people that at a certain point there's just a certain amount of burnout and cynicism, and I have yet to have that.
Yay. Well, that's great to hear. And keep the inner child and your awesome experiences really robust. We love it.
I think what helps is that I procrastinate, and I'm kind of, I don't prepare very well for anything, so I'm always on the edge when I'm performing, and I think due to my laziness and procrastination, and I think that's what makes for me at least, the performances fun.
Well, maybe that's why I connect so well, Jill. As a card-carrying procrastinator, all the best you and to everyone who goes to see you. And folks, don't miss a great night of music this Sunday, Colony Woodstock, 22 Rock City Road. It's reasonably priced for everyone's budget, so don't miss out on a great night of music. We know it's a Sunday, but it's going to start early and end not too late, so you can get up and get to work the next day. And Jill, thanks a lot for chatting with us, and we wish you nothing but the best. We look forward to the recordings of the Seventh Grade musical, and we also look forward to new music in the future. Stay in touch. We'd love to have you come by.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Thank you, and I hope to see you.
All right.
All right.
If I'm there Sunday, you'll definitely see me.
And I'll play Verbania Bridge.
Ha! Okay, deal.
All right.
All the best, Jill. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. Jill Sobule will be right back.
The science behind the smile. That's the focus at the Uptown Kingston Dental Office of Doctors Jeffrey and Maureen Villalmo. So what happens?